a group of police officers armed descended at Harvest House, where they forced their way into the building and rounded up most of the people that were in there, who were mostly children and women. They immediately loaded all the people from the building into a Zupco bus, which they brought to Harvest House.
Have you been able to develop any information about what led Tsvangirai to seek refuge?
I have not yet got any official comment, but sources in the police say that the police were keen to interview him on some security personnel which came from South Africa.
Can you tell us more about these security personnel? Are they private security guards armed, or they are just bodyguards?
I don't know much about them, but I think they are just part of his bodyguard team. Authorities are arguing that these people are working in this country illegally.
You were at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission news conference today. What emerged there?
Justice Chiweshe, chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, was briefing observers, and he told them that as far as the result is concerned, the MEC candidate, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, is still contesting the poll because he has not officially written to ZEC advising him of his decision to pull out.
What's the atmosphere in Harare like today? Are there many police and soldiers around the city?
Well, there are a lot of police officers on the streets in Harare, most of them armed with guns, and the situation is very tense, and people are worried, and they don't know what to do, especially after Mr. Tsvangirai announced that he's pulling out of the presidential runoff.